Joe Biden's executive order on voting tells agencies to push vote by mail, combat misinformation. By Joel B. Polak on March 7, 2021. President Joe Biden issued an executive order on access to voting on Sunday that instructs federal government agencies to promote voter registration, help Americans apply to vote by mail, and combat misinformation, among other measures. The executive order on promoting access to voting reads like a Democratic Party wish list of reforms that enshrines many of the practices that were adopted on a temporary basis during the pandemic-affected 2020 election. Its provisions include using federal agencies to promote voter registration, using federal agencies to inform Americans about voting, linking federal agency websites to state voter registration websites, providing voter registration and vote-by-mail applications, using approved, nonpartisan third-party organizations to register voters at federal agencies, using identification documents issued by the agency to help people register to vote, providing more multilingual services to potential voters, giving public employees time off to vote in federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial elections, and promoting voter registration for federal prisoners. One provision states, it is the responsibility of the federal government to expand access to and education about voter registration and election information, and to combat misinformation, in order to enable all eligible Americans to participate in our democracy. Legitimate and accurate news stories on the business dealings of Biden's son, Hunter Biden, were suppressed by social media companies and mainstream media outlets during the 2020 election under the guise of fighting such misinformation. The list of measures in the executive order parallels those included in Democrats' legislation, H.R. 1, the For the People Act, which intends to override state measures that bolster ballot integrity. H.R. 1 recently passed the Democrat-run House. The list also appears aimed at providing opportunities for the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division to pursue legal action against states that have photo identification requirements for voting, or that remove ineligible voters from the rolls. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.